Did you go here and preach?
No.
You heard him, because you said you had built a church.
No, I heard one of the boys preach. He might have been the same one, but that was at First Baptist. They put books in the chair for him to get out.
Well, now, I guess it was because they had to fix a place for him to stand up high enough for the, to sit.
But he was at First Baptist.
He went around a lot. Well, they just traveled to these churches. And the people, well, they had the biggest crowd you ever saw that here. And I mean, they didn't let them be even preaching.
Just a little boy.
Little boy. The Lord just give it to him all like that. And brought him up out of that bed when the doctor said there wasn't no chance for him.
No, he's not in Griffin, now, is he?
No, he's about, I reckon he's around in his 40s now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute.
He may not still be preaching.
He's not that old, because, now listen, I ain't been here but 20 years. I'm getting ahead of the cart. He was 7 years old when he started preaching. Mm-hmm. But, you see, after he preached around in here and around, they got the calling for him that they're going to make an appointment for him at different churches. Mm-hmm. And they just traveled. I know he's married and got a family now.
Mm-hmm. He'd be in his late 20s or 30s right now, the expert.
I've known boys, not preaching though, but I've known several right here in Griffin. Was unusual talent when they was little, and they skipped grades at school,
mm-hmm.
and they just thought that they was going to be the smartest boys ever was, and they were when they was growing up, but when they got grown, they got kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot about things somewhere or another.
Well, sometimes that happens, like you said.
I know three right here in Britain. Mm-hmm. Everybody, well, one was a girl, and everybody thought that they was going, oh, no telling what they'd do. They just skipped grades and everything, and couldn't remember things so good.
Mm-hmm.
And when they got
just
grown,
didn't
kind of
grow up to be what they thought they would.
But they're good boys and girls, mm-hmm. but they just
when we were talking about the bottom land running by a stream. Where were you living? What part of the county? What streams were you on your farm?
Well,
might have been big enough to have names, but I just wondered which ones around you had.
I guess that was when we lived. Papa lived where I was born.
That was Mountain.
On there, down on. That old doctor, see what you
touched on, wasn't it?
And well, that's not quite as far out as Lion Creek, is it?
No, it was a river.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a line of Spaulding and...
Well, Lion Creek is a line of... The river's back this side.
Well, the river's on the other side of
Mount Zion. I know, but listen, honey, we weren't living back out there around up at the store. We were living down near Griffin, because Mr. Man, my daddy was farming. He'd go to town, every change he got, and he'd go down there, and he'd say, well, I won't be gone long. He'd go down there soon in the morning, and it'd be dark when he come back home. He'd get drunk, and he'd forget what time it was.
He didn't know whether he'd come home or not.